We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, yeah. You know, you still need sandwiches when it's snowing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, and my daughter Jessica's favorite time of the week is when she gets to hear from Wojo. It's Wednesdays with Wojo. What's up, Woj?
Why, thank you, Jasmine. That's very nice. happy snow day. Now, it's coming down a little bit heavier as I speak. How are the roads?
They were fine coming
in. I don't know. We've been
here
for 4 hours.
Yeah, 5 in the morning. you'll figure out a way to call Gov and call in sick today with, you know.
Yeah, I hope so. My gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, Woj, I don't know if you heard our conversation, but some lunatics named Chris Sims and Mike Florio floated the idea of Tom Brady to the Lions. So we agree it'll never happen. But just your opinion, would they be better off with Tom Brady or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff right now. But you know what I've noticed? And this is not a knock at all on your fine program there at all, because I do this. We all do it. This is the season where silly theories and rumors just are thrown out there, right? Because I heard the DeMar Hamlin thing, right?
Yeah.
All the ridiculous stuff going on about conspiracy theories there, which are dumb. And the Brady thing, I mean, based on what, why would it be smart for him to come here, for him or for the Lions? And that's, I mean, Brady can play somewhere and probably win quite a bit again with the right team. But no, I think the Lions are past the quick fix, hey, look at us, look what we're doing stage of development, aren't they?
We agree.
No, they're they're at the look at what we're doing, but look at what we're building. And they're trying to build something that's sustainable, not just a, hey, we want to be good for 1 year. We're going to go all in. They're not even in the position yet to go all in on a, you know, we're going to F the picks mentality.
Right. Of course, and as the great Ford commercial one says, they're building something good here. Is that what it was with Steve Barrett?
Yes.
Hopefully something better than that. But no, and the key is, and I know the obsession is about Goff and the quarterback position, and more than one thing can be accurate. They don't need to replace Jared Goff. He had a very good season and a great second half, but they do need to get a developmental quarterback somewhere to begin to look at the future at some point. But the entire key, I looked at this, and I've decided the most important stat in the NFL playoffs, by far. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
The win.
Oh, who scores more points? All right, Jansen, you're better than that. Stop it. Interceptions. Don't throw in the four winning teams last weekend, zero interceptions. Jared Goff went from a quarterback on the scrap heap to the quarterback of the future by going 9 games without throwing an interception. What happened to the Bills? What's happened to Josh Allen? Reckless with the ball and interceptions. So I do think, and of course, Patrick Mahomes, of course, he'll make mistakes at some point. But if Jared Goff can be that guy, 8-2, we don't need to debate this about a first-round pick or number 6 overall pick at quarterback. Although I see Mel Kiper has them taking another defensive end, correct? Mm-hmm. Wilson.
Tyree Wilson, and then Christian Gonzalez at 18, the cornerback from Oregon.
They definitely need a cornerback.
Yeah.
Right.
Woj, let me ask you this. Going off of what you just said, you know, the interceptions, was that – now, the Tom Brady's interceptions, some of those were inexplicable. I don't even know what he was looking at or where he was throwing it. Is it the quarterback or is it quality defense that forced those interceptions?
Well, of course, it's a little bit of both. But I think when good – like Josh Allen has gotten into the – and you see it, and Patrick Mahomes went through that stage. He's gotten into the, oh, I'm really good, I can make any throw stage, you know, that reckless stage. And Joe Burrow might get back into that at some point, although he's been great of late. But that's why if you – hate to say it, I mean, there's a guy, his name is Brock Purdy, who is in the conference championship game. If you do hopefully what the Lions are doing, build around an offensive line, a running game, and a defense, got a ways to go there, you don't have to spend your entire offseason mortgaging the future. Where are we going to get a quarterback? Who are we overpaying for? Now, that's theoretically. At some point, if a great quarterback falls in your lap in the draft or somewhere else, you take him. But Goff is fine. Fine.
All right, Woj.
Fine.
Not against the spread, because I know you'll do your picks with Rieger on Friday. What are we going to see in Arizona 2 weeks from Sunday? Is it going to be Andy Reid versus his old team? Is it going to be a rematch of 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Chiefs-Niners? Will it be the Bengals and Niners for the third time in the Super Bowl? Or will it be the battle of cheesesteaks and Skyline Chili?
Well, I would take cheesesteaks over Skyline Chili easily. It's going to be Cincinnati against San Francisco, and Cincinnati to win it. And the 49ers roster is just so good, and Brock Purdy is so good at what? Not throwing interceptions. Jalen Hurts, obviously, that could be formidable. And he doesn't seem to be banged up anymore.
Well, hopefully Darius Slay won't drop an interception like Trayvon Diggs
did
either.
Brock Purdy has had a number of interceptions dropped. He's been somewhat fortunate as well.
Yeah, but they do have the defense that almost always makes up for a mistake anyhow. But to me, the whole story of this postseason is Joe Cool.
Yep.
And they have a second Joe Cool, you know. Joe Mixon, the running back. Mm-hmm. And everybody always forgets, and by everybody, I mean some people, forget the importance of the running game and a running back, which to me is the under-the-radar focus of the Lions offseason. What do you do with Jamal Williams? Can you count on DeAndre Swift? Do you draft a running back relatively high? Wait, how did I get there from who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Sorry about that. Strayed away.
That's okay.
Joe Burrow to win it.
So let me ask you this question, since you just said Joe Burrow. In a utopic Detroit Lions society, get a chance to pick your quarterback, and you're going to upgrade from Jared Goff, and you get a chance to pick from either Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. Who do you decide to take as your quarterback?
Joe Burrow. Less mileage on the engine. And he moves on. Patrick Mahomes, obviously known for his mobility. So is Burrow. I like the fact that he's younger and has been relatively healthy, although he did miss parts of a couple of seasons.
He missed almost a whole year for an ACL.
Yeah, right, which means he's put back together and has less mileage on the engine there. I would take Burrow, and that's not – and maybe I'm being shrouded by Mahomes' injury of late. But I would take Burrow. The people say the it factor. I don't know what the it factor, how you define it, but to me, he, and so does Mahomes, but he plays with an unbelievable, I'll say cockiness. Don't even say confidence. I mean, I know he wears the outfits to the games like Jansen used to wear back in the day. And they're pretty impressive.
I used to come in more like Diggs did for the Bills.
Right. You just wore sweatpants and a white T-shirt. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, did you ever see his maize and blue sport jacket?
Yeah, that's post playing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I never went to the stadium
that. Gotcha,
yes,
yeah.
I got you.
Wait, who would you guys take? I'm interested.
I took Burrow. I would want Joe Burrow for most of the reasons that you said, and I think that as a passer who doubles as the ability to escape the pocket. I think he only had like 250 yards rushing this year. I like his accuracy. And when I watched that game against the Bills, it kind of solidified it. You never make a judgment on one game, but everybody was playing in the snow and really bad conditions except Joe Burrow.
Right. I'd still say Mahomes by a smidge, but it's so close. It's you're splitting hairs. All right. Speaking of the maize and blue. No, not splitting hairs. What do you make of the Matt Weiss situation? And more importantly, about who's going to take his place and how important is that?
Of course it's important. And of course, they did have two offensive coordinators. So you do wonder, would they just give it all to Sharon Moore? I do think Harbaugh likes to have two guys there, or one be the quarterback guy, quarterback coach guy, or the offensive or the passing game coordinator or whatever. As far as with Matt Weiss, I know I really don't know, other than I've been told it's not like some of the real nefarious things that people have sort of batted around in their heads, violated university policy, whatever that is, with email or whatever. But I don't know. I think they were not looking to move him out per se. But I do think they were looking to shake things up just a little bit. Certainly the red zone offense had been a concern. So it's unfortunate and I assume unplanned, certainly. But they have enough pieces there. And like I said, maybe Sharon Moore just takes it over completely and bring in just a quarterback coach.
Can they move on from everything that's happened since they were in Arizona and since they've been back with the Jim Harbaugh drama and now Matt Weiss and the notice of allegations? How much do you think it'll affect them?
I think it'll affect them. I do. And I don't think it's an easy move on, not just from replacing Weiss, but the NCAA thing, and people can, you know, say nothing burger or hamburger or whatever. It is affecting Harbaugh, I think. I mean, I do think either he's girding for a fight against the NCAA or is looking for some other avenue to handle it or whatever. But I don't think that's going away easily. And he's, you know, Jim Harbaugh, whatever you want to say, he does believe in what he believes in, and he believes he didn't lie to the NCAA. So that still has to be settled one way or the other, and I think that's going to come to a head. I don't know when, but it has to be resolved one way or the other, and that's what's holding up any talk of a contract extension or a different contract. It's holding up a little bit of everything, to be honest. And is it, like, debilitating? No, but is it concerning or slightly damaging? Yeah, I think it could be.
There's no way they could convince, even if they wanted to, Brian Griese to leave the NFL. He's done a good job with your boy Purdy.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And if you recall, didn't Brian Griese and Jim Harbaugh didn't Griese go after him a little bit on
Yes, he criticized
Twitter during some rough times?
Yes,
indeed. But I'm not sure.
Then again, so did Mike Hart at one point. So
That's true. I mean, listen, Harbaugh wants to work with great people and even opinionated people at times, but so, yeah, I suppose that could be repaired at some point.
Well, Joe, stay safe. Don't go sledding, you know, because
Stoney's going to go sledding with me.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I heard you were going to cradle him in your little saucer and go down the hill.
Yes.
Jansen, what time are you coming over to plow out my driveway?
I'll be there about 10:15.
Okay, good.
All right.
Wednesdays with Woji. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year! Woo-hoo.
Oh, man. He can't get away without saying that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.